All right. This is episode 105. It's my first episode of the new year. So you're going to have to get back with the homie Rain.
What's up? What's up? I'm
back like nothing changed.
Hey, man.
Even though it's been a long time.
What the fuck is time, bro?
Bro, I have no idea. I'm like, it's 2023.
It feel like January is already over. Like,
bro. Dude, January always flies by the fastest. It's always like this. January flies by the fastest. February is moderate. March flies. And then April feels long as hell. April always feels long as hell. And then the rest of the year just becomes a big blur. Then you look up, it's Christmas.
Don't fuck around and have a storm in the Capitol or any of the other shit again. And definitely.
Oh, it's been 2 years since the insurrection. That's crazy.
God, it was two.
That was 2 years ago.
I thought that was last year.
That was 2 years ago.
Yo.
That was 2 years ago. Funny. That's the funniest I've ever seen in my life. Just look up on a random like lunch period, like random like midday.
Yeah.
And they storm the Capitol.
Yeah, these motherfuckers wild, man.
I love it. I love it. It gives us content to talk about.
This is America.
Yep.
God damn.
But I brought you on because initially I was like, I need to get back in and record because life got hectic.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, let me get back in the booth and record a little bit. And so I was trying to figure out what to talk about. And I found myself last week watching all the Best Man movies and a TV show because apparently the show came out and I had no idea.
Bruh. Yeah. Yeah,
dude. So I was just like, yeah, let me go check this out because people was tweeting about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess you want to start with the. So we're going to review both the movies and the show.
Hey, I'm with it. Whatever,
so, man. We're going to start the first movie. And the one thing that I will always be confused about, no matter what, why did they try to make Taye Diggs a heartthrob? I have never understood.
Tell me this. When did Hostella got her groove back? That was 94, right?
That was 98. That was 98. I believe that was 98.
So, well, then that makes sense then. Because if you notice, when it comes to really any actors, but if you're looking at black actors, whenever they're hot, like they're throwing, like even Halle Berry, love her to death, but there's no way she should have been Storm. But with the run she had leading up to the first X-Men, of course she's the most recognizable black woman in Hollywood. Throw her in that role, and I think that may have been what happened with Taye. But
it's because Taye Diggs, he was supposed to be. They tried to make him Jamaican, and Hostella got a groove back.
Bruh, I'm not Caribbean, but that feels offensive. That feels offensive, man.
He was just the Jamaican stereotype.
Bro.
Like, I was just watching, like, I just never understood it because I found myself going through his TikToks as well. And I'm just like, how was this guy ever made to be a heartthrob? Like,
I will say he is an attractive person. I don't know because I'm looking with 2023 eyes. He's not ugly, but I'm like, there's other men that could have
stepped in. I know some people say it's like, I guess I've seen people try to say, because I don't see it. I asked my mom about it. I was like, just curious because, like, I'm a straight man, but I can also say, like, yeah, if somebody, women like somebody, I'm like, I can see why. Morris Chestnut, always understood. I get it. But with Tay, I'm just like, I've never understood. But maybe it's a hindsight thing, because apparently they always say, like, I guess when a black person starts dating a white woman, like, he just becomes like peak corny levels and all that goes out the window.
Oh man, maybe.
Because the same way I feel about Taye Diggs, the same way a lot of black women I knew were saying they got tired of them trying to make Childish Gambino like attractive.
Interesting. Interesting.
Like, they said they've been trying to push Donald Glover as attractive on us for years and we don't like it.
Wow. They're like, no, that big head nigga, fuck him. Wow. That's wild, bro. Another thing that I think maybe need to be considered for back then anyways is that I'm a queer man, so I don't give a fuck. I tell you who look good and who don't. But I'm also a queer man. I'm not a woman. So maybe there's something to, like if you think about them videos where niggas be like cut, muscular, and they just be fucking terrible people, and women are like, well, a lot of us might like that, but a lot of us like, you know, dad bods and shit. I wonder if that's what it is with Taye Diggs. Is back then maybe the female, the woman attraction was the, I don't know.
I'm saying all this a segue. There's no way you're gonna sit here and tell me, look me directly in my face and say that he pulled Neil Long and Sanaa Lathan. That is the first thing that came to mind when I saw this movie.
He's the artsy nerdy type. He's in touch with his emotions.
I'm the artsy nerdy type, and I will always say we have one. We always have one in us. Like, we could really pull one real fire at a time. We could do that one at a time. We don't have it like that to just keep doing it. Yeah, both.
Hey, and for decades even.
Neil Long came up to him and said, I see you left your girl at home. I'm like, what? I'm like, and, what? Ice Cube didn't even bag that fast.
I mean, maybe because they're the same height. It might be that. They're the same height, so that's why. Because ain't no way.
I don't get it, man. I don't get it. But... you know, I never saw this movie until I was about in my late teens, early 20s. Because the concept of this movie always sounded stupid to me.
The first one?
Yes, the first one. Okay. I understand, like, the old idea of friends getting together for marriage or whatever. Essentially, that's The Wood. And I've seen The Wood. Taye Diggs is also on The Wood. Again, him playing the womanizer.
Yo!
Him playing the womanizer.
They it's worse than
Eddie Murphy. Yeah.
I don't know, fam. Well, I mean, okay. This nigga said, yeah.
But I'm saying really all this to say, like, the concept of it, okay, these guys are getting together for their friend's wedding. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
The friend who's a writer writes this book about his college days, and it's in there that he slept with his best friend, who's known since the ninth grade,
mm-hmm.
who he's the best man for.
Yeah,
he slept with his girlfriend and who's now his fiance, who he introduced him to. Yep. I said, okay, let's say that actually happened. What kind of nigga just like says that, like puts that in the book?
Bro,
that's messy as hell.
He is. He's a very messy individual. I have no sympathy for him,
because this is a movie I would just kind of walk in on. I would never like see it in full context.
Mm-hmm.
Until, again, I was about in college. And even then, like, I would like have it on, turn it off, and then come back to it. I never really watched it all at once for a minute.
Yeah.
This makes less sense to be than Love and Basketball.
Ugh. Hush your mouth. What the fuck?
The Best Man makes less sense to be than Love and Basketball.
I don't know, fam.
Love and Basketball, like, no, because none of it made any sense to me. The most logical character, the character I could say, okay, I like him, it's Terrence Howard.
Yep, I knew it. I knew it. He's the only one who's living in the real world. Everybody else is in a book. Shit.
He chilling, like, it's just so much going on in this movie. Like, I could talk about you were putting out this book. Okay. Let's say, if you want to tell this story, if you want to really just air out your dirty laundry like that, make it more ambiguous that it's not about your friend's circle, or just don't put that in the book at all.
Yeah, how about that? Or change what happened.
Was he trying to sell an erotic thriller?
Like, that's what I'm saying. That's the thing.
I know Monica Calhoun, she's through the Pandora's Box movies and shit. Like, I know she was Ebony from Players Club. Like, is that kind of what you was trying to sell her? She's also in Love and Basketball too. Is that what you're trying to like sell this movie off for real?
Bro, you are terrible, man. He's
terrible.
Yeah, Harper is shitty.
He's terrible. And every time I just kept seeing the scene of him getting his ass beat.
Yep.
When I was younger, I'm like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, what did he do to get his ass beat this much?
Hey, I get sins it now. Of the past, man. Sins of the past.
I get it now. And I'm just like, and I guess they want to say, hey, it's okay because Morris Chestnut's character cheated on her a lot. I mean, my nigga, he's a famous athlete. Like,
I mean, that was before, though. I mean, well.
But it was known that he was doing it as an athlete, too. Yeah, like, he was habitually doing it.
Mm-hmm. They prayed about it.
Nothing more. I grew up in the church. I hate nothing more. There was some crazy shit be happening. They'd be like, oh, let's pray.
Like, prayers ain't going to
I'm very religious, right, but like it's just OD because like you beat the fuck out of your homie. And your homie come to you and say, hey, let's pray.
Yep. Motherfucker got anger issues.
Bro, he do got anger issues. I'm gonna get into it because like when we start talking about his character arc throughout this entire trilogy of whatever it is insane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
It's insane, but I'm not done roasting Harper yet. And I have a question too.
What's that?
I never remember Taye Diggs and Morris Chestnut having hair. I had to go through a backtrack. I said, okay, I did a timeline on both these guys. Like Mike, Morris Chestnut had hair.
Mm-hmm.
Brown Sugar, Taye Diggs had hair. I look up the next year in Malibu's Most Wanted, this nigga's bald.
Yeah, he's
post 2002. I'm like, wait.
Hey.
That's just follicles. That's I said, damn, it got you like that.
Yeah, the follicles was not follicling. Nah, this shit, the stress of being a leading man.
In a year?
I don't know, man. Yeah, I don't remember him having I remember him having hair, but like when I think back on movies like The First Best Man, I don't see him with hair. I see him bald, even though he had hair. So I get it.
It's a little different with Taye Diggs, his hairline was receding a little bit anyway. So like, okay, makes sense. Morris' shit was intact.
Hey, Morris. It could have been a lace. This shit could have been a lace, man. You know,
we found out his shit was a lace.
Lace is not new. That shit could have been lace.
I don't. I've been seeing the old niggas get a haircut at the barbershop. They put the little.
Ooh, that shit is.
They put like the almost yarn witchcraft. Shit on it.
Bro, that is black magic. That is chaos magic. Shit.
I'm just like, why?
Yeah, my thing is the upkeep too. Like, okay, get it if you like, I don't know, got a part in a movie or like stage play or something. But like, this is not feasible. I was
doing that every 2 weeks,
bruh. I mean,
I'm like, bro, the Iris store cap is like $700. Like, you can go cop that. It'll lazy your follicles and restore them shits.
Or just fucking shave your shit. Just shave your shit. I think that. But you know, hey, I don't really care about hair shit. So, what do I know?
I mean, like, if you young, I get it. But, like, if you old, bro, let it go.
Them niggas was in their 50s back in 99. No, not for real. But still. Shit.
I'm just... So, for some reason, Sanaa Lathan wants to marry Taye Diggs.
Like, yes.
She really likes this guy. Hey, and Harper's a terrible person. Like,
he is.
He's one of those people, like... I think they try too hard to not see his point of view. I get his point of view sometimes, but he's still not a good dude. Like, why would you do that? Like, why would you sleep with your friend's girl? And then some things I take certain things to the grave. Like, there's some things I have in the back of my mind that people would never know. But I'm a super, and then it makes sense to me because I've been a person who, anytime I've ever had like a sexual conquest, you will never know about it.
Yeah.
To this day, I have so many friends that do not know how many people or who I've slept with. I don't talk about it. Why are you itching to put this in a book?
And what does it serve the plot? Like, I guess it do if the issue is no, it don't. Cause yeah, no, I'm with you. Well, I'll put it in the book. What was the reason? Cardi B said, what was the reason?
Now, the nigga with the dreads. I have a lot to merch say about this man.
Punk ass. Yeah.
I have a lot to say about him. First of all, I didn't realize he was old boy from Romeo and Juliet.
And from Oz.
Yes.
He was in a wheelchair in Oz. Mm-hmm.
He sure was. He was in a lot of random shit. Because I'm like, I know this guy's face, but I don't know his name.
Right, right, right.
This brother here. This brother here.
This brother.
I have been in love. And I've also been with a woman that's out of my league. So you gotta do extra to keep her. I've never done any of that. The way he was checking in is the way I was checking in with my mother at 14, 15. You know, I was hanging out with friends after, like, outside of school.
Bruh.
It's like, tell us where you're going. I got you. He said, hey, can I borrow your phone? I'm like, oh, these niggas ain't have cell. It's 99. They had cell phones like that.
Mm-mm.
Just tell me, hey, yo, don't go to the bachelor party and have fun with your friends. Stay with me tonight. I wish I would.
Yeah, that's sad.
I wish I would.
Yeah.
Y'all got me messed up.
Yeah,
who is she? Like, they did it to, I did not know who this woman was. I know her name is Shelby. I know her name is Shelby. But who is she?
You know, back then, you know, I don't even know what she's been in.
She maybe. I feel like she's probably in Real Husbands of Hollywood. Like, that's probably the only thing I probably would ever recognize her in is
Real Husbands. I'm thinking of like in the 90s, Melissa. What was she in? I'm trying to look up her filmography now. I don't
even know her real name, yo.
Yeah, it's Melissa. It's a Latin name,
Melissa De Sousa.
Yeah, I didn't want to say that because I'd be butchering Sousa names. Yeah.
Bro, when I promise you, I'm looking at her filmography right now. I ain't never seen none of this.
Yeah, it's not a lot of.
Apparently, she was in Miss Congeniality. I just watched that a few months ago. I don't remember her in it. I've seen Biker Boys. I don't remember her in it.
Yeah, I don't see.
Like, she's done movies that I've seen.
She was on 101.
Man, listen.
Supermodel. Yeah, no, it's.
All this is going to prove me right. Like, I've seen her, but I don't. She was Moesha, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
She did an episode of Living Single.
Yeah. Prior to this movie, I didn't know. Well, I mean, I was also a kid, but I don't think I'd seen her anything either.
I was before this.
So you would have seen her, though, in some of your toddler shows, right?
Blues and shit. First of all, I'm gonna say this. Y'all can like roast my looks. I know I'm medium ugly. That's how I feel my women.
Where's this going?
That woman is nowhere near attractive enough for her to be acting the way that she's been acting, and two, for Merch to be caught up on her the way he was caught up on her. Especially with how easy he bagged Regina Hall. And three. How the hell he fell in love?
He need therapy. That's what he needed. He didn't need no woman. He needed therapy because there's no way.
You know,
his first woman.
You know, his mother did not love him enough as a child.
Oh shit!
She like shitted on him, like made his self esteem like terrible. She didn't do nothing to help that brother's life out.
Man, he's my least favorite character in this franchise.
I saw this man's dreads and I said, yo, you have like 2 inches of hair just growing out. When is the last time you got your shit retwisted, dog?
Hey, you don't need to. You already got the woman of your dreams. You could just do whatever shit.
He was quick to leave her too after he's like, this stripper, she talked to me. She danced with me. She gave me attention and she's smart.
Bruh, that was the one. I don't like his character. I don't like him at all. And I don't like him.
He's a punk, man.
And I can take you being like sensitive or like, yeah. I don't know, whatever he is, I can take that. But I just feel, I don't like his character and I didn't particularly care for him in the first movie, but I would give the first movie a pass because it's the 90s. shit was different then. By the time we got the Best Man Holiday and then to the series, I was like, oh, well, you can't. There's been so much time in this past. You can't be fucking around with this same type of shit. Like, you got to evolve. There's no way after 20 years you still this exact same person. So,
I mean, yeah. They tried. I guess they kind of were trying to allude to it in the show, but that is
going that on for any arc.
But I want to get into. I want to get into Lance real quick, man.
Get into that nigga.
That nigga is an actual villain. Like,
yes, the true villain.
And is he just being Morris Chestnut? Because I feel like he's yes. like this in every movie.
Yes, he's not. Yes, yes. This is Morris Chestnut Sullivan. Because there's no way.
I'm just like, bro. He just be tweaking.
Bro, this was him. What's that movie where Gabrielle Union was his girlfriend, but she had slept with his dad, who was that evil nigga?
You know, this sound like every movie that came out.
Every black movie in the 90s.
You might as well. You could be describing Eve's Bayou, and I would not know.
Oh, no. I think it's the brothers.
It is the brothers.
Yeah, he played the same character.
And you see, here's it. Morris Chestnut, D.L. Hughley, Bill Bellamy, Shamar Moore, Gabrielle Union. Yep.
Yep, that's it.
He's the same dude.
It's the same. Yeah, he doesn't. It's like a Chico DeBarge son. They all sound the same. I don't.
Bro. No, but like, come on, man. Are you really serious?
This nigga said, I got one trick, and it's being me. So,
shit. And one thing I want to talk about, and I'm going to go into like detail of my theory. Mm-hmm. I feel like his whole role in the Best Man like trilogy is essentially to make up for the fact that Ricky got killed in Boys in the Hood.
I'll see my way out because that is true.
That he's a successful football player. Hey. Like, oh, by the way, I got that new contract. And I keep forgetting, like, oh, yeah, I'm a big fan of the NBA. Yeah. So getting the second contract, unless you just ask, is like guaranteed for the most part. Like, you have to just be kind of shitty in the NBA to not receive a second, like a good second contract.
Oh, wow.
Like, oh, yeah. In the NFL, that means for you to get a good second contract, you're that guy. So not only is he an NFL player, but he's like that guy.
Mm-hmm. That's Ricky if he had lived. That's Ricky. It's all connected.
So this guy moving crazy. Like, it's a known fact that he was cheating on his woman.
Mm-hmm.
But then he want to snatch up and whoop Terrence Howard when he said, hey, you've been cheating a lot. You don't think that y'all been together for a long time. You don't think that Mia at one point probably like stepped out on you?
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen a nigga get snatched up that fast in my life.
Which is so wild, bro.
But unlike moments like that, he was a chill dude in this movie in comparison to the other ones.
That's why he got them issues.
He was fun. He was smiling. He smiled so much in this movie. Because I saw the Best Man Holiday before I saw the original.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yo, this nigga is hella angry. I've seen him grinning. He's smiling, having a good time. He said, oh, yeah, man, I read your book, by the way. And I have a lot of questions about this book. So, it's a known fact. I don't know who I would cuss out first between Nia Long or Taye Diggs' character on the fact that there's clearly some dirty shit in here. Who am I gonna blame first for the reason that the friends are getting this book early?
What do you mean?
Because when we find out that Lance had a copy of the book early.
Okay, yeah, yeah. I'll see. Okay,
and but he was reading it.
Yeah, yeah. There's some shitty people. They all slept with each other.
No sense.
Yeah, these are some shitty people. But I mean, I don't know, man. Harper needed his ass beat. He truly did. Because as a writer, there's no way that was your only book. I am currently, and this is not exaggeration, this is the God's honest truth. I am currently today writing 5 books. in varying stages of completion. There's no way you are a writer with one book, one idea,
like, and this that's whole the shit. One,
bro. I'm about to write about the time I murdered somebody. Remember me and my best friend Kenneth from childhood when we killed that guy? Like, this nigga is dumb.
And I'm a person that, like, and I'm a person I like to use real life as an inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as like you, as far as like me taking character traits or me taking specific moments in my life or other people's lives, mm-hmm. and creating a character arc around it. Not this nigga made this. He might as well have made a fucking biography.
Documentary. Yep.
I slept with my best friend's wife.
Right.
And he ain't find out about it. And it's that nigga. He just against the wall. He grinning and shit. Like, you might as well have done that.
Yeah, that would have made more sense.
And why is it called Unfinished Business?
Yeah, because he want to sleep with her again. That's why. Bruh, I hate Harper. Harper is a shitty person, man. He is a terrible fucking person. He's absent-minded as fuck. Like, I don't know. That nigga is evil. He is a... If Lance is Magneto, motherfucking... I don't know. Harper is Ultron. Like, I hate...
Because let me see. Serving Harper. His best man, Harper reunites with his friends Julian Murchison and Jordan Armstrong, who passed an advanced copy of Unfinished Business around to the inner circle of friends upon whom the book is based on. So why does she have an advanced copy of your book?
Well, no. That happens. That happens when you get Harper readers. But yeah, why would you give it to... I don't know.
That's like, I understand she's a journalist and all. I understand she's a journalist and all, but goddamn.
And after she read it first, I thought she. Oh God, my memory.
I think she read it first. Yeah,
you what read it and saw that shit. And you still, bro, it's this movie. It's Higgs, he getting you back. He like, hey nigga, this my unfinished business. Taking you out the game. Don't play with that man. He's Jamaican.
Side note: Tay Diggs might be a sniper in real life because I keep thinking about that TikTok with him and April Jones. I said not the April that Omarion and Fizz was beefing about. They beefing over her, and meanwhile, she's fucking Tay Diggs.
I mean, he's a theater
Tay
kid.
Tay Diggs, bro.
He got the juice. He got the
it's
juice.
Tay Diggs.
He's a theater kid, fam. He can pull on the charm. He can pull him. He can
if
pull
I ever him. Find out that a woman I'm dating had a, like is infatuated with Tay Diggs, I have to leave her. Because I don't feel comfortable knowing that.
What the fuck?
I don't feel comfortable knowing that you're attracted to me and attracted to Tay Diggs.
Hey.
Because I'm gonna start questioning your taste, and then I'm gonna start questioning myself.
Hey, she's gonna be like, y'all both are like artistic and theater kids. Bruh.
And you can say, hey, it's an ego thing. Yeah, you're damn right, it's an ego thing.
Oh, like, yeah,
you're damn right, it's an ego thing.
So I ain't gonna hold you up. I'm gonna tell you what it is.
I ain't gonna care. You damn right, it's an ego thing. It's like you really infatuated and you love how I look, but you also really rock with like, Trevante Rose. You're like, oh, so you like, I guess like, yo, she fuck with me heavy. I'm like really her type, and these are her crushes. So like. Cool,
hey,
but I'm seeing this your dick,
bro. He said like, Tay Diggs is a this you,
bro, <Tay-Diggs>. bro. And I'm pretty sure we'll probably think the exact same way when they find out, like, they find out the other girls that they nigga been with, they're like, this is really who you been with for real.
Mm-mm, so like, you upgraded with me, yeah. Heffa, the fuck you thought? That's why I'm hiding these motherfuckers from you. Thought this was got to trick you. Get married first, and then I show you these hood boogers. Yo, I'm saying
it's enough roasted Tay Diggs, right?
Man, fuck him, bro.
It's enough of me roasting Tay Diggs. But I think it was clear from jump that. Because I watched them going before I decided to review it. I watched everything and, well, I didn't watch it backwards order. I watched The Best Man Holiday shortly after Thanksgiving first.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was in a Christmas mood. Hell, my Christmas tree is still up. I ain't taking that shit down anytime soon.
Oh.
I was like gone from my crib for a few weeks. So like I had my decorations up. I never get to like enjoy my decorations being up in my first apartment.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just like, damn, I'm just keeping up for a minute. Like, just like actually just enjoy the shit being here.
Do that shit.
Nah, but yes, I was just in the mood, and I watched that movie, and I was like, yeah, I was like, this is pretty interesting. And so I went back. I decided to watch the Best Man final chapters first.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Best Man Holiday, then the Best Man, and then I watched it again in chronological order. I will say this, show. I don't care what nobody says. Mia dying from cancer is the most OD shit I've ever seen in a movie in my lifetime.
Bro, that was unnecessary.
The fuck? Okay, but I know what they say. Yeah, mommy's been feeling a lot better. That's the fuck you mean she been feeling better? What?
I hate that movie.
And she's like, look at me. And he took off the wig. And I'm like, what's the significance of this? I said a lot of black women wear wigs. What's the significance
I hate this movie.
That's a joke. That's a joke. Why? So and this one be like Morris Chestnut's character becomes a huge villain. He's still being mm-hmm. a dick. He's still being like a dick to Harper.
Yeah. He's Mr. Freeze. His girl is dead and he's Mr. Freeze. That's what he is. Evil ass nigga.
He has no reason. I mean, yeah, I get you're still mad or whatever, but the fact that y'all ain't even talked. Y'all ain't talked in like that many years.
Well, for me, mad or not, I think you being mad is justified, but if you ain't gonna take the time to try to figure this out with me, we ain't gotta go to couples counseling, but like if you can't even stand to look at me, I'm like, fuck you. Best Man Holiday was the silliest shit. You mean to tell me out of all of the athletes in the world, you have to get this man's biography in order to sell a book because you're that poor? Like, bro, come the fuck on. There's so many other things that could have happened. Fuck Lance and fuck Harper. Both them niggas deserve each other.
And like, yeah, because he was let go from teaching at NYU. But here's the thing. Like, you're a prominent writer. Well, I guess it's been years since your last hit. But there's a lot of colleges in New York.
I mean, you don't not have the same ability. You still have the same knowledge, degrees, and ability. Like, I don't know. That nigga's weird.
Weird. And so you can get your buddy. You can do a biography on your buddy. Now, how about this? Talk to your friend. Talk to him. Because here's what's making it so fucked up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you just spent time just opening up to him, let's say you still want to do the book, right? If you spent time just genuinely just opening up and opening up like a form of communication with each other,
mm-hmm.
and he breaks the Russian guard or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and let's say Bia dies, and then after that, he'd be like, hey, I was wondering, you have like a really interesting story to tell that you should probably would like to leave that behind when it's your time to go. I think you should start really looking into like maybe doing a documentary or a book, mm-hmm. and I can and like me and Jordan can help you with that.
There you go.
So you'd be spending there more time go. Together with each other, with the people who are close to you, and you feel a way to feel like you can still honor like right. your family, like your family and their legacy. This nigga pretty much wrote the whole damn book.
Anything would have been better what he did. He could have said, hey, nigga, let me write your book, and that would have been better.
He could have asked up front or some shit.
He could have even mentioned it to Mia, like, hey, prior to finding out she had cancer, you could be like, hey, this is what I want to do. You know our relationship.
Yeah, because you
have any advice?
Him and Mia, for the most part, still cool.
Which,
they're probably never going to talk that often, of course, but like.
No. They talk through text three times a year, once every quarter. That's it.
Hey, you good? Nothing. How the kids?
Yeah. When they talk through Robin, that's it.
She cool?
I mean, Jordan. Yeah. Shit. Mm-mm. Now with this crazed fucking lunatic, she's married. So I'm like, what do you see in him, lady? Is it the money, the car?
And it goes deeper. It's just like, we're watching this guy who essentially, and that's kind of where I start to really learn that a lot of foundation of those who have like really traditional Christian values, they mm-hmm. kind of tend to have like alpha male tendencies, because there's like a whole like transition into who Lance starts to become as he gets older.
An asshole.
A fucking asshole. One, two, you not gonna sit here and convince me. I witnessed with my two eyes the year before prime Adrian Peterson be 9 yards short of breaking the rushing record. You gonna tell me a 40-year-old
hey
broke the rushing record?
He got the juice. He got the juice.
Do you know what the NFL rushing record is?
Whatever Lance Sullivan did. Nigga, I do not. No. No. But Lance broke that shit.
I think it's like, I think it's supposed to be the rushing record in the season. It's 2,105 yards.
In one season?
In one season.
And Lance did that?
And they say he broke it.
Oh, he broke it.
He broke it.
Then how the hell?
At 40. At 40. That's like, imagine.
What?
That's like, imagine this, right? Imagine Steph Curry is 40 years old and he breaks his own three-point record in a season. Which is at, I'm going to say, 406.
God damn.
Like a, he be launching the bitches. He be throwing the bitches.
Fucking Hadouken ass nigga. What the
fuck? Imagine 40 about. Yeah, he could break the record if he hits 23s in his one game. That's essentially what happened.
I don't know. This shit turned into All American or something. Because what the hell?
Hey, Tay Diggs is All American.
What the fuck? Lance is. Yeah, he is. He in that bitch being a stoic, angry nigga with a white wife.
Here's what pisses me off. So, a lot of things piss me off about this movie so much. I actually, for some reason, I enjoy this movie a little bit more than the first one.
The Holiday? Okay.
Yes. It's a little bit more enjoyable. But also, the allure of Christmas makes you ignore every flaw in a movie because it's a Christmas movie. You ignore anything when it comes to...
This movie was dumb.
Like, you don't ask why Idris Elba owed 25 grand and how he was able to gamble 25 grand when he was, like, pretty much a grifter. You don't ask these questions.
Listen, fuck this movie. This Man Holiday was shit. I mean, it's fun. It's fun to watch.
I like it more than the first one, but the characters are less, like, they're more tolerable. Except for the fact that some reason Nia Long was a white, was with a white man. Really,
which was so weird. Like,
I remember that was 2013. Couples. That's when everybody was down with the swirl.
Yeah, but nigga, like, this is a black ass movie. It was a black ass movie in 99. I don't give a fuck about no interracial nothing. Fuck and marry and date who you want. But this movie, if you was going to have her be with a white man, lean into that shit. Don't have him show up for dinner, then go to Vermont, and then come back to... use his spidey sense to hear her conversation 10 miles away. This shit was weird as fuck. Get that nigga out of here. Fucking Clark Kent looking nigga. Brian.
Just makes no sense. It didn't really make much sense, but I'm cool with it. But I think the reason why I will be able to forgive this movie a lot more if they didn't kill off Mia. They had no reason to do that.
None. She did not have to die. That movie would have played out the exact same. She did not have to die.
I said the same shit. I'm like, what's the significance of this? Like, nothing changes. And then this nigga fucking turns into... He turns into Luke. He get his ass whooped on the field. Then all because Mia calls Tay Diggs and be like, she wants to talk to you. This nigga turns into Luke Cage. And he's like, what did you do? This. I told him what I wanted for Christmas. This 40-year-old broke a tackle from three niggas.
Well, you motivated.
To hit the touchdown at the last second.
Hey, when you motivated, he also, like, attacked the crowd. Like,
he threw the Gatorade. Yeah. He threw the Gatorade cooler. He flipped the bench over.
Yeah, he's... He's
like, the cameras on my face, dog. Like, this, he is a villain.
Yeah, he is. He
see, this is why they had to kill. This is why they had to kill him in Boys in the Hood. He was never going to like amount to anything.
Oh shit!
He was never going. Whoa, bro, Morris Chestnut is a villain, bro. No, he was being mean to a 13-year-old and like Mike. Like that's hey. Just like he's teammates with his idol, and he can't even be nice to the kid.
Fuck that kid! Shit, ain't that what Michael Jackson said? Michael Jackson, Lord,
Michael Jordan.
And Michael Jackson, talk about me. But yeah, shit, fuck him, bro. Morris Chestnut is that nigga is he is an uncle. That's what he is. Some weird ass, slightly bougie, anger management issued ass uncle. That's what he is.
No, okay. Yeah. So my bad. It inspired him to break the all time rushing record. Do you know what the all time rushing record is?
Man, if you say, what is it?
It's led by Emmitt Smith. 18,365 yards at 40. First of all, we're not going to talk about the fact that a running back is 40.
Bro, I'm about to leave. I'm about to leave. You can finish this shit on your own. Because what? Bro. Fuck him, bro. Fuck him. This is dumb.
No, you know one thing that got me in this movie, too? For some reason, I guess annihilated to add more drama to Mia dying. Sanaa Lathan is also pregnant.
Yeah, why not?
And along with Sanaa Lathan being pregnant.
Hey, let Sanaa Lathan give birth to your best friend's dead wife and let's name her. So
here's what kills me. Here's what kills me, right? And I said, I feel like these scenes should be switched.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't know really what to do with it. But I believe editing and continuity can ruin a movie. Yes, I feel like if someone didn't say, hey, because of timing of these scenes, maybe we should switch these two. Mia is unceremoniously killed. All you see is a fadeaway. And Anthony Hamilton is at the funeral singing.
Bro!
I pray to God. Is it Anthony Hamilton? Because I'm like,
no, that's him. But like,
it'll be very funny.
No. You're right. But I got a story about that when you're done. Yeah, that shit.
So she dies, and then this nigga bawling, breaking down, crying, having an emotional scene. Then out of nowhere, Sanaa Lathan, it's time for her to have a baby, and they get stuck in traffic. And Lance is talking about he's gonna help in the backseat deliver a baby. And also, I know my way around a vagina. You just lost your wife, bro. Why? Who is this line for? Is this to make all the women in the theater wet? Like, who is this for?
It had to be for the aunties, because there's no way.
So I'm just like,
nobody else found that.
I was like, wait, what? If that scene happened before Mia died, I'd be very understanding. Okay, that makes sense. But he just lost his wife. And then, of course, I'm not going to find it weird that they decided to name their daughter after that woman that he slept with.
Bro, not even her middle name. Her first name. Why the fuck would Robin want that? You don't have no family members on your side of the family, Robin, you can name this baby after?
Might as well name her Jordan at that point. Like,
bro,
might as well name her Mia Jordan Stewart. Like,
truly.
Just do with that.
This is dumb as fuck. Like, just name her. You could have named her after her daddy if you just wanted to be creative. Name her Harper. Harper. Like, Jr. Bro, that was so fucking weird.
Call her Junie.
Hey. There we go. Weird ass movie.
Here's what kills me the most. This transition to the TV show.
Mm-hmm.
One, I did not know what year the first segment took place in. I'm thinking that's
all
the
years.
I'm like, this nigga fucking
all the years.
Freaking Morris Chestnut. He is chilling, having a good time at the end of he dropped the book. They're having a good time. Out of nowhere. They said, man, hey man, when last time he said, you know, Q about to get married. We gotta go talk to Lance. Is he still grieving? He's still doing that? What year is it?
It's
apparently it's 24. Apparently it's 2014.
No, nigga.
Like this nigga was happy, happy geeking, chilling at the end of the Best Man Holiday. This nigga got a scraggly beard. All he doing is freaking having fucking sex all the time.
Weird ass nigga, yeah.
Seriously, what year does this take place in?
Because all of them.
Because remember they showed that big time skip forward.
Mm-hmm.
And you can clearly tell because when you first see Merch and Candy's children, they're young. They're pretty much like children.
Mm-hmm.
That's one. Two, and they become teenagers by the time the show Brittany, you come back to New York. Morris Chestnut meets this beautiful island woman.
Jasmine.
Watch this show. And then she comes back and then they're like kicking it. How much time has gone by? Are you still thinking about this woman this many years later? No one can answer me any of these questions. Am I overthinking it? Like, seriously?
No, you're not. I watched
the entire show twice.
Mm-hmm. This shit is weird. It's weird as fuck. It's like they rushed to get the movie out and didn't take care of the details. There's no way you should be questioning what year it is. Because I had the same concern. I was like, bro, this... I was looking at the kids to determine.
Because I'm about to say, because at first, you would be like, yo, is he still tripping over his wife this many years later? I know grieving is not like a linear process. But, you know, still.
Yeah, man. I don't know. Lance is... He's responsible. I don't know what the fuck is going on with the time, but it's his fault. Whatever it is. Bitch ass nigga.
He becomes this big misogynist alpha male, like,
which makes no sense.
Because I feel like, let's say if you really are a bigot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your son being non-binary, there's worse things that could happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if you're like that bigoted, your son being non-binary, like, there's worse. Like, oh, you're like, maybe it's because I'm just young and I don't give a fuck about other people's lives either. Like, I let people just genuinely do them.
My issue with,
I thought he would have been more mad about him not playing football or them not playing football than being non-binary. He was upset.
You there?
This nigga prayed to God.
Yeah, he was.
Yo, that's the nastiest shit I've ever seen in my life.
Hey, get them out of this phase. Get my son out of this demonic spirit that he's in. He was like, this homosexual infection of disease is in him, Lord. Get him. That nigga was terrible, bro. I hate Lance. I hate him so much.
You know what this reminds, you know, so every bro. Time I think about that. Hold on, let me see if I can remember this shit.
Oh shit.
I need to get the story right. Because we talked about this on the podcast years ago.
Yeah. This shit is terrible. Lance is bad. Lance is he's a terrible father. Lord.
Okay, yeah, here it is.
Yo, this is the guy over funny, here cracking up, bro.
This has been the funniest shit to me, yo. This has been the funniest shit to me for a long time.
Yo. Oh my God. Hey, this nigga over here tweaking, bro. You, this shit. Okay. Hey, yo.
It's about Billy Dee Williams.
Oh, God. What is this? Oh, man.
Okay, I'm going to read you this full paragraph, right? Lord. Okay, this is a standard paragraph. He spent more than half a century in Hollywood, but Billy Dee Williams is still surprised. The legendary actor, the essence of black masculinity with his velvety smooth bedroom ready voice, which carried over into a ubiquitous Colt 45 malt liquor campaign in the 80s, gave an interview to Esquire magazine about his role as smuggler Lando Calrissian in Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker. which lands in December in theaters December 20th. In that interview, the 82-year-old actor said, "You see, I say himself and herself because I also see myself as feminine as well as masculine. I'm a very soft person. I'm not afraid to show the side of myself." Media outlets, so many media outlets picked that quote up and ran with it. They reported is gender fluid. People praised him. Oh, how they praised him. The thing is, Williams has no idea what that means. Quote. Well, first of all, I asked last night, I said, what the hell is gender fluid? That's a whole new term. He thought it meant some other shit.
He said, ain't labels he grew up with.
Bro, he thought, yeah, thought it meant androgyny.
Yeah, that's Lance all day. That's Lance. That's Lance, bro. He was shitty, nigga.
Bro, he seen, yo, that nigga see LJ on that video on the screen with the wig on.
Bro, that scene pissed me off so bad. Like, what the fuck are y'all doing? What the fuck are y'all doing?
Nah, I don't know where these niggas don't know how to work technology.
Man,
because
right,
Shelby going through menopause.
Bro, this was
terrible. Can't see nothing no more.
But like, why would you put that on this? That's so fucking weird. And
it is clearly Eldridge. It's a 6'3" nigga. He's a 6'3" dude.
Yeah, I think they all handled this poorly. Like, even finding out about LJ's gender identity, I was like,
that's how a fucked up way for it to find out.
No, that was very, I don't know, it felt like a lot of the shit in this show felt like it would have happened in the 90s. Like, a lot of this shit ain't happening like this.
Yeah, but, and that's kind of, I think it's what happens when you have, and Malcolm D. Lee, it'll forever be fuck Malcolm D. Lee for what he did to Space Jam. He made that new Space Jam movie, man.
I ain't even seen that shit.
But like, in the same way as you can tell when, I always use this example, you could tell the difference between in the 2016 Suicide Squad movie and Birds of Prey.
Mm-hmm.
You could tell the difference between a man writing Harley Quinn's character and lines versus a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Because they put a big emphasis on her sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
And because with Harley Quinn just being a villain and a villainous nature and kind of being anti everything, they channel all of that into her sexual nature and sexual identity. And she's a lot more than that.
True.
Now, you could say Birds of Prey, they kind of try to turn her into a Deadpool Jack Sparrow type, but they made it more of she's just a random person. They let that be the background of whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of the same way, though. It's Malcolm D. Lee is clearly in his 50s. So, you talk about things that are kind of new sub... I don't want to say they're new, but you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of the whole idea of... You get exactly what I'm saying. Because the whole idea of putting, like, making this, like, of having underrepresented communities in, like, from LGBT, LGBTQ communities put into storylines. You could tell that it's coming from, like, an old person perspective. Like, it's not somebody who's new or even deals with it on a day-to-day basis who wrote this thing. Because it feels very... This is some shit that would have came out in a movie 10 years ago.
Yeah, it felt very old. I'm like, how many non-binary or LGBTQ people are actually even on the writing staff? Because
probably none, because like the Grassi did a better job with this storyline 10 years ago.
This is terrible. They could have just made LJ gay and let that be that. Like, because I think going a non-binary route, you
there's a lot of nuances to it. There's more nuances to it than just making him gay.
And I don't know who was on the writers. Maybe they did have somebody in there, but it me not being non-binary, I don't want to say like, oh, this is just terrible. It was terrible to me as a cis person who was observing this, but I'd be interested to see like who was on the writing staff, and because that motherfucker Lex, I wanted to mush that motherfucker through a wall. I understand the importance, and I'm not speaking for the whole alphabet community. I do understand the importance of making sure that you are getting identities correct and not offending anyone. And I even get you correcting Lance, like, oh no, they LJ goes by they them. But if we're in like, a situation where my being child, serious,
and you're like, oh well, actually, yo,
but no, see, I hey, understand,
I get it too, but like damn.
My thing is, fam, I understand. I guess I don't know. Again, I'm not non-binary, so maybe I shouldn't even speak on this. But I, for me, it was correct him, sure. You know, I walk it back. Like, I don't know. I just know
it's kind of also the same time. Like, it's new. Some things are a little bit more nuanced than we give him credit for. Because in my mind too, when I was like watching it, I said, yeah, of course. The one, even sometimes if with non-binary people, I would accidentally do it. Mm-hmm. So especially if my sister friends started identifying as non-binary, mm-hmm. a few of my own friends did too. It mm-hmm. became like a, even when it comes to Ezra Miller, anytime Ezra Miller does something crazy, like, oh, yeah, I forget naturally to just say that because like he like. See, I'm doing it again.
Yeah, no.
They're doing something crazy. So, like, that's the last thing that's going to come to mind, especially. And I get it. So, that's why, like, again, I'm never going to cape for Lance. He is such a super.
Yeah, fuck
that. That nigga would be, like, a fan of, like, Andrew. He probably, like, watches Andrew Tate and be like, yeah, he speaks some real shit.
Yeah, he's shitty. But you know what? I think what it is, if I'm like being honest, I don't even know if it was Lex. I don't think it was Lex correcting Lance. I think it was that actor's delivery. Like something about that actor, even before they started speaking and correcting, like even before all that, I was like, this person doesn't feel like they belong in this show. Like this specific actor. It felt like the way that Lance is playing the same character for decades. Yeah.
And also, I think the line delivery for a minute, I guess it also kind of felt like very condescending with the line delivery as well, too. And I'm like, yo, this nigga does not know where his child is. And like, do you know something, please?
How old is LJ? Are they 18? I don't think so. Well,
I believe 16, 17-ish. My best guess was like 17.
Okay, and that's why it would be important. It would be nice to know what fucking year, how many years have passed, because then best and man,
because that makes it even worse. Like if this is 2022,
okay, hold on.
This storyline, as like for the most part, we're more tolerable and understanding than we used to be. Even if some people just don't get it, like you just kind of just like, hey, you just run with it.
Okay.
This feels very, this storyline did feel very 2013, but then again.
I'm trying to get, best man movies, because this is really going to piss me off. So I'm thinking if they got married in 99, let's just say 2000, you had the baby. Well, no, because I would put LJ at like maybe, well, no, that's about right, 13. They were so little, though. I don't know kids' age as hell. They all look like both 7 and 32 at the same time. Kids just look like I can't gauge it shit. But I'm thinking if they had a baby right after Best Man, they'll put LJ at 13 in the Best Man Holiday, 12 or 13. And then...
But they clearly referenced the pandemic also.
Yeah, no, I know we caught up to 2022, but... Then that motherfucker will be like 21. This is so odd. Well, I guess so, because LJ had a internship with Jordan. So to me, that assumed college. That right? I don't fucking know. Shit is annoying. Because I don't know. So
I feel like Lance is more mad that LJ didn't want to play football. I think if LJ wanted to still play football, Lance would have been cool.
You know what? Honestly, yeah. That's the vibes I got. That is true to the vibes. Like, I'm not even – I think that's true. I think if LJ was like, I'm non-binary and I'm a serial killer, but I also want to still play football, I'm like, okay, this lines up with my Christian values, family, football, and – whatever the fuck else he said.
There's a God, family, football in that order.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, he would have been like, all right. I mean, let me throw away all of your clothes. This movie is so stupid, bro. What the fuck? This is dumb.
You said we're giving the clothes to Goodwill.
No, he said he took him to a women's shelter. And I was like, no, bro.
That nigga going to hell.
He is. I hate that nigga. And also, what happened to them last two kids? Them kids was written off the show. Them niggas showed up for a picture, and then they showed up for the last episode.
This is where it always kind of gets tricky, where if you're going to have children play a factor into a movie or a show, I always say it's best to... undersell than oversell them.
Absolutely.
Because if you can have a situation like with Family Matters where the little child go up the stairs and never come back down. Because
Reba. That happened with Reba too.
Like, you brought in too many kid child characters, and it's like, we have nothing to do with these people. And you just throw them away and do nothing with them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you could have been perfectly fine with them having one son.
Shelby had one kid, so like, what's one or two? I think two.
And it works like them. So when you want to bring all the kids into it, so you have with this show, we're dealing with not only all the main characters. We're dealing with all the main characters once
12.
Again. So we're dealing with all the main characters once again. We're dealing with Mertz realizing he's a bitch and he can protect his own daughters. You're dealing with Q. A lot is going on. Like, Q, I understand it's 8 episodes, but still a lot. Q, not only his own marriage with Shelby, but at the same time, you're dealing with his health. You're also dealing with his father's health.
Mm-hmm.
You're dealing with Candy, who's trying to get her PhD.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to, like, do her work on her dissertation. She also gets sexually assaulted. Honestly, part of me just wishes a little bit. I wish somebody just let us know from the beginning and just had it be casted by Blair Underwood. So we would have known from the jump, okay, he's going to do something bad. We can just get on with it.
You are terrible. You are terrible. But yeah.
So you have that storyline going on. Whatever the fuck Lance is going through, because he's going through the same shit at this point.
They didn't have shit for him. They didn't have nothing for him to do.
And then Harper and... I guess Jordan realizes she puts more into her work than her love life.
Bro, that's
dumb. And then Harper and Robin getting a divorce. You're dealing with a lot of those storylines. And then the kids. Like, fucking Candy's daughter got anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, and she starts taking edibles or whatever. And then you have Shelby's daughter does nothing. I thought it just kind of
instantly. I didn't like her character.
She doesn't do anything.
She was, to me, she shouldn't have ended up like her mother. She should have ended up the polar opposite from her mother.
You would have thought that would have made more sense.
I mean, with the way her mama treated her as a kid, like harping on her about her weight being just a terrible fucking reality TV show mom. I don't know if you're familiar with the Housewives of New York.
And I watched it briefly when I was in middle school. I'm not nowhere near caught up to any of that.
No. It's because the one girl, Ramona, who was like the really wild, frantic one, she had a daughter that was so type A that they were so different from each other. I'm just like, it would have made more sense that she ended up like her, very prim and proper, very like studious, very like, I'm not going to be, but whatever. What do I know? I just write books.
Yeah, we just study character development.
That's it. Nothing else.
we study and know how character development works. Like, I feel like if you take all the children out, you could probably focus more on LJ's story. Because I feel like when you want to do these type of storylines and you want to do that type of representation, you need to put actual focus into it. You can't just say, oh, and by the way, it felt very by the way to me.
Mm-hmm. No, I feel you.
But that's just me, though. I don't know.
No. You're right, because none of that shit connected. None of that shit made sense. Yeah.
That's just me. I just believe if you're going to do representation, do it right. Make me feel like, take us through the journey. Like, it's one episode. Lance ready to kill this nigga.
Yeah. No, that's it. This should have been an episode focused on the kids. Like, because I don't know nothing. I don't really care about none of them.
Because they spend so much time. We don't give a fuck about Harper and Robin, dog. Like, and
yeah, no.
Their divorce came out of, it didn't come out of nowhere.
It was dumb.
It felt like Tasha and Ghost, like, marriage falling apart in power. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, they're both terrible people. We don't care. Stop spending so much time on this.
Yeah, they should have divorced earlier in the season, or just start the show with them divorced.
It would have done a lot better than that. And then I have my own personal feelings about stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was, at least to me, that's why my family has always preached, wait to have children until you know you're for sure ready and you've lived your life. Because once you bring a child into the mix, you can't really focus on, you really can't afford to put yourself first anymore.
Mm.
Even like, God, I've never do anything for myself. It's just kind of how it goes when you have a child. Like,
mm-hmm.
So yeah, you feel closer to Ghana or this. You still have, like, you're not a single mother. You're
making yourself a single mother.
You have a father. Like, you have someone who's like a present father. Yeah, he's on business a lot, but like, he still loves you guys.
Harper didn't want that baby. He didn't want that baby.
No, because I don't know, it's just like a lot of options to me. Like, oh, well, let's say she did want to live out there. Like, there's summers. You can go out there, spend summers or winters, whatever you want to do out there.
Moving to Ghana thing, she felt too fickle, because then she said she wanted to move to whatever fucking islands they was in the first two episodes. She was like, yeah. we could move here. I'm like, damn, girl, where do you want to be? Let us know where the hell you want to be, because god damn, shit, snatching that child all across the globe.
And I don't know, and maybe just hits differently, because I do follow, I have a lot of mutuals who are, I started becoming part of Toronto Twitter, mm-hmm. and me being part of Toronto Twitter and me meeting a lot of people who are Caribbean African. Then mm-hmm. I started becoming part of like those sides of Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them personally started to kind of have this issue of, they said they don't have initially a necessary issue with American Black people at all, but their biggest issue is when it comes to dealing with appreciation of, even if it's from our own kind, no matter what the diaspora is, we're all still Black. They said when it comes to trying to appreciate different cultures, the American will always still come out, and their appreciation turns into a form of colonialism or imperialism.
Mm.
A lot of people who start to feel like, because a lot of Black celebrities starting to really showcase a lot of light on Ghana and like that being an option to go move to, it's starting to drive out locals in Accra.
Mm.
It's like, I've been hearing, that's been a big topic for like the past year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I kind of just felt like, that might not be the time right now to use a storyline. Because Ludacris got a citizenship in Ghana. Kendrick, oh, that's right. Kendrick spent time in Ghana after he dropped his album. Vic Mensa and Chance the Rapper, they have a festival. They for the first, I think, like is either up, is either coming up or it just happened. They're doing the festival in Ghana.
Didn't Mos Def move to Ghana?
South Africa.
Okay.
It's yeah. So like that's kind of a weird. That's a touchy subject.
Yeah.
Because again, we're American. Like, we're still American. Like there's the imperialism is still kind of part, and colonialism is kind of part of our culture.
Mm.
There's never really appreciation without trying to take it and make it yours. So that's like kind of the tough part. Like, damn, hey, that's because American Black people do want to go to West Africa and shit.
Yeah, well, she was terrible at it.
And there's a lot of issues in Nigeria, so you can't do that. We're not doing Nigeria anymore because they have their own political issues. So it's kind of, that's the big one.
I just think you could have made up anything, because if I'm not mistaken, that island that they were on for the first episodes, weren't that made up or was that a real place?
I have no idea what this show is about.
Exactly. That's the problem, because I don't know.
Where did they go? Insert random island. It could have been the Virgin Islands. It could have been the Cayman Islands.
I mean, that would have made more sense to me.
It could have been Dominica. It could have been Jamaica. It could have been Haiti. We don't know.
It could have been anything. Or just make up a fucking island. This is the island of San Junu. And so that there's less.
I want to say I feel like they were in Trinidad because of Jasmine's accent.
I could see that.
That's a Trinidadian accent.
Well, she was the only one who was a native because nobody else in that. Because even that nigga who fucked around with Jordan, he was like from Detroit. The nigga was from Detroit. He was, well, maybe not from, I don't know, but he was from the Midwest. That nigga was not from that island.
That was hilarious.
He was pointless, man.
He was just there. He was just there to be the big dark skinned nigga with the beard.
That's it. Reverse Tyler Perry.
That she was going to be attracted to.
Mm-hmm.
And she was ready to fuck that nigga until she was like, "Oh, you too much for me."
And he didn't even.
Like, yeah, go sit your old ass down.
Oh no,
it's a Metamucil. Like,
what the? Man, yeah, he. I was like, bro, why even introduce him if he ain't gonna come up with? Like, why is he here? What are we doing?
So they filmed it in Santo Domingo and Punta Cana. Santo Domingo, that's Dominican Republic.
But is that what they say, like in the movie, is that what they call the island? Do you remember? Or the TV show? I don't remember.
I knew they were going to the islands.
Yeah.
It's racist, like, man.
It is. It's that the American in them.
I see why black people from other countries hate us.
Shit, weird. Damn, Lance, the only one who had sons. Anybody? I just had male children, even though LJ is non-binary. Like, looking at Best Man Holiday. Wow.
I mean, explains why Lance probably had four kids. Lance probably really trying to have just nothing but boys.
Yeah, I can see that. Misogynist. Waterhead ass.
Misogynist ass nigga.
Yeah, fuck him. Punch that nigga in his bald ass head.
I do not. You know, it's funny. Everybody keeps telling me because how my feelings on like the ideas of patriarchy and misogyny. Yeah. Now, so everybody knows I would love to have a girl like daughters.
Mm-hmm.
They said, you're just viewpoints on a lot of things. You're likely going to have sons. They said, you're going to be like raising good niggas.
No, they come from good stock.
What is that? I don't know. Like I was just telling people, like I should not be almost 30 years old, having to still explain to people like what patriarchy and misogyny is.
Mm-hmm.
Like y'all niggas get racism, but y'all really don't. But y'all can't fathom the idea stops there. Of patriarchy and misogyny. The buck
stops there, nigga. Only racism.
Like y'all know, y'all know systemic racism and all that shit. But
You know, consent. None of that. When it happens to you, when it's a man approaching you, but you don't know it when it's you approaching a woman.
Niggas be creepy, dog. Niggas be creepy, man.
They so the fuck do. Shit. God damn.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I was creepy at one point, too, but we learn.
Hey, live you learn, then get loves. So,
hey, before we go, have you seen the menu?
Yes. Yes, I have. The menu is interesting.
Oh, I love that shit.
That is some white on white violence. I mean, there were some minorities in there, but that was some white on white violence like I've never seen.
That shit was hilarious.
Nigga. The mess, once the mess was served, I was like, all right, I see what we're doing here. That shit fucked me up.
I knew it was going to be some shit because Ralph Fiennes is in it. That nigga is never doing, he never plays like a contributing member to society. he was like the head runner of like he was like the leader of the concentration camp. And
yeah, that sounds about right.
And Schindler's List.
He looks like, wasn't he in one of the Silence of the Lamb movies?
Ralph Fiennes, he might have been.
If not, he's very much given Anthony Hopkins energy from them damn movies.
And he was Voldemort.
That's fucking right. That is fucking, bro. He killed it.
I believe he was. He was also in the Prince of Egypt.
As who? Was it the Pharaoh?
Yep, he was Ramses.
Oh, all this shit is coming together now. Yeah, that nigga's evil. He was funny. I laughed through a lot of that movie.
When he still brought out the check, I said, well, get the fuck out of my face.
Man, say.
But the dude said, don't worry, it's in the magazine. What?
That was fucking good. Like, I enjoyed it. I thought Anya Taylor-Joy, I think she's becoming one of those white women that I'll watch anything she's in. I don't have a whole lot of white women that I'm just like, oh, yes.
I don't have attraction to white women in general, but like mm-hmm. She's on my exceptions list.
And she's a pretty girl. Beautiful. She looks like a deer.
Got I don't say she looks like a little cat.
That too.
When they say, she said, who's this girl? She has that same faraway look as our daughter. I'm like, she does have a faraway look. Like, what is she looking at?
Everything, everywhere, like, all
looks
at once.
Like, she looks like she's in deep thought. Like, she's mm-hmm. always zoned out.
Big old eyes. Yeah, I don't know. Just seeing her in Split, seeing her in this, seeing her in New Mutants, seeing her in the game. Like, seeing her, I think she has the range. I think she does a really good job with every role that she has. That I became a fan before I really understood who she was.
I was sold on her officially because I never saw The Queen's Gambit.
Mm-hmm.
But when she did Last Night in Soho.
Okay.
Because I first heard of her when she did the movie The Witch. I think that was like her first big movie.
Okay.
Actually, that was her first movie ever. And she was like, I can't explain to you what The Witch is really about without you just watching it.
Oh, yeah.
It's definitely worth watching, though. but yeah, after seeing her Last Night in Soho, I was just like, this girl, she has it. I can't explain what it is, but she has it.
Yeah. Writing this down so I can go back.
And listen, I figured out, like, she's an escort. Oh. Yeah, she has that escort look on her face, like she gets paid to just pay attention to you.
Yeah, that's what she did. I don't know. That movie was weird because I don't understand why the fuck did she confess that her name was Erin? I was like, man, sis, you already what was her name? What was the first name?
Margo.
Yeah, as Margo, you're already the wrong person. So saying that you're Erin, sis, it doesn't matter. Like, we have established you are not supposed to be here. I don't know. I expected that Erin shit to come back some kind of way. Like, I don't know. She was the chef's long-lost niece or some shit, but it didn't.
At all. Nicholas Holt, I was not expecting that to be his character.
Mm-mm. No, not me either. From the trailer especially, no. Mm-mm. But fuck him.
And it came out, he knew they was going down. I mean, I figured he knew they were, what was going on because, like...
Bro, fuck him.
I figured.
Fuck him, bro. He could choke.
I've made it as a joke. He said, whatever his name was, Eric? Tyler.
Mm-hmm,
Tyler. He's like, Tyler, can you come in for a moment? I just made commentaries like, kill yourself.
No, yeah.
I said that like minutes before. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, because what else? We don't need you. Like, what are you here for? Like,
he's, you know, this whole movie, and I was discussing it the first time I was watching, we were just like, if you're an artist, this movie kind of hits you a layer differently.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Tyler's storyline hit will, like, cut, like, if it makes Tyler's storyline will gives you very much, if you're feeling like at a low point going through imposter syndrome, Tyler's storyline hit, like, hurts a lot. There's this guy who's, like, so deeply unloved or such, like, a big fan.
Bitch nigga.
And loves the craft, but he can't do it.
Well, just observe and enjoy, you fucking cunt. Be a damn.
So it's like he's like a pretender.
He could just be a spectator, and that would have been okay. But you, I hate him. But the fact that I do means Nicholas did a really good job with this role. But
he
I
was
hate
good.
Him.
That's I this was a change time. Of pace for him because I was not. I mean, is it really? It's kind of a change of pace.
Well, from Beast in the X-Men franchise, sure. But I don't know what else he's done.
It's also not that far off from when he was in Skins.
I never saw that.
He was a piece of shit in Skins.
He has the face that says I'm a piece of shit.
He was terrible in Skins. He was like a terrible person. Shout out to Skins. Skins had a lot of stars come out of it. One of the main ones that people always forget, Daniel Kaluuya.
Mm-hmm. Wait, wasn't Jordan Anderson? Jacob Anderson, I'm sorry. Wasn't he in Skins too?
Let me see. I'm actually looking at the cast right now.
I feel like he was.
First of all, they have 7 seasons of the show.
Yeah, damn, that's some British shit for you. I know it's British. You ain't even gotta tell me. I know it is.
Nicholas Holt, Hannah Marie, Larissa Wilson, she's black. Joe Dempsey, Dev Patel.
Damn.
Yep. It's had a few stars come out of it. I remember the American remake of the show. It was canceled after like 5 episodes.
Yeah, because Americans outside of The Office don't really know how to.
It's because this show was supposed to be very. It's supposed to be like a very raw and gritty show. It's a very raw and gritty show. While its sexualization was never just suggestive.
Mm-hmm.
It was just kind of just there as like just regular life. Like it's like normal, natural. The U.S. version premiered on MTV.
Of course it did.
So you take away the raw, unfiltered realness from it, but you try to make it hornier.
That's just undressed.
So I think somebody explained the difference between the shows perfectly. He said, imagine. And it's just, I think it's like 2012, 2013 when I read somebody explain the difference of it. Imagine you walk by your neighbor's house and you look up, you just happen to look up at her bedroom window. She has the curtains open and she's topless getting dressed. She would have like a very just, a standard like breast size, and she's just there getting dressed and kind of moves on about it. And then imagine you do that same thing again, but her chest is full. Her chest is bigger and fuller. It's more kind of in a seductive teasing way, but at the same time you don't see anything. That's the difference between the two shows.
Okay, I can see that. I could see that. It's America for you.
Yep.
Good old USA.
Proud it's still be. Called soccer.
Nigga, we'll never be free.
Oh, Lord. I love black people hate the USA until it's time for the Olympics and the World Cup.
Bro. Oh, we, yeah, this we, is.
We anti-American.
Damn, this place is weird. The U.S.
But that is all I have. This is episode 105. I'm 100 episodes and I still don't want to close the show.
That is all I have. You niggas, that is it.
That's all
shit.
I got.
That's what's up. Shit, that's all you need.
We'll catch y'all later. Y'all take care.
Each of